have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sachin, as usual, but today we've got a very special show for you lined up. I've got three of my very good friends sat in front of me. I've got Gareth from Australia, who is the reason we've organised this show, leaving tomorrow. Jack VK is laughing at me next to him.
Hello.
Been on the show before, and Harry Cobb is here as well.
Hello, everyone.
What we're doing today is we're going to have a little bit of competition. It's a sound clash. We've got four categories. I'm going to be taking on Gareth and Jack, going tune for tune. And Harry has been given the power, rightly or wrongly,
the prestige,
to decide who wins, basically.
I'll be giving my very objective and expert opinion.
That's exactly what we'll be looking for. And the first category we've got is the Canadian song of 2015, and we're going to go alphabetically to keep it fair. So Gareth, you're up first. What do you have for us?
I've got a song from a band out of Calgary called, or formerly known as Viet Cong. They've got into a bit of strife about their name. And their whole album's got just an incredible sort of mood to it. And this is Continental Shelf.
Nice. Let's go.
You'll be alright.
So what do you think, Harry?
I think I'm going to reserve all judgments until we've been through a whole round, you know, and then I can lay down, you know, my favourites, my thoughts, that kind of thing.
Makes a lot of sense.
So, you know.
We'll go with that. And then, go on then, Jack, you're up next then, man. What have you got for us?
Mine was Mac DeMarco, and it's Another One.
Yeah. The song's called Another One.
The song's called
Another One.
Very nice, a little bit down tempo. Like it.
Thank you.
Just nodding your head. Mac DeMarco, can't beat it, a bit of a classic. What I've gone for is a Toronto based band by the name of Dilly Dally. And yeah, I really like them. There's a lot of power in the small girl and the front woman. That's pretty incredible.
We'll be right back.
right then, you've had all three, Harry, and you've been listening to it very carefully.
I have, yeah. I've been giving it my full and undivided attention, each one of them.
So then, the verdict. You're going to break
it down. Well, so actually that guitar riff right at the end of that last song kind of threw a spanner in the works, because I did very much enjoy that. But speaking completely objectively, obviously, I enjoyed Gareth's the most, I think.
Thank you very much, sir.
Gareth wins this round.
How much did he pay him?
Nothing. No sexual favours exchanged. Nothing. Completely objective.
Yeah. I can indeed confirm that this is the case.
Right, it's only one round. We've got three more to go for us to bring it back, Jack. We can do it. what we're going for next is a hometown band. And before we go, where are we all from?
I'm from Melbourne, Australia.
Well, mine is a band that is from Brighton and Cornwall, and I'm from both. So
that kind of works perfectly. And I'm from Leicester, which is not as well known for its musical talent. But we'll see what I can do.
No.
Anyway, same again, Gareth. What have you got for us from your
I've got a guy from
Melbourne
called Fraser A. Gorman, and he's a very cool dude. Very good riffs, lots of country and rock and roll music. And this track is from a compilation coming out in a few months called Good For You.
Oh, nice.
Lots of Milk Records artists, so Courtney Barnett, etc., etc.
It's not really fair, is it?
Not at all. And this song has some backing vocals from a girl called Ella Thompson from Dorsal Fins, another good Melbourne band. And
solid.
It also has an excellent sort of guitar lick about maybe two-thirds of the way through.
Oh, wonderful.
I look forward to it.
Let's give it a spin.
All right, representing Australia. Let's go. Headphones on.
It's too hard to see. I don't know a lot of what I've got. I'll give it to you. You can take it all for free. I know you like to come around, listen to records with me. But my turntable's broken, a bit like my brain. I'll get it fixed, just you wait and see. Stand by the mirror, watch the locks fall off, and put the scissors back on the highest shelf.
Do you have a job?
I got one yesterday, washing windows atop a skyscraper, looking down at the people, just going about their day. Washing windows, 10 floors up, staring at the ground.
Come around, come on down.
I'm washing windows, 10 floors up, staring at the ground. And I feel like I'm 17 again when I'm up that high. Wish the world was upside down so I could jump off into the sky.
Just interrupted quite an intimate conversation. That's a really good song though. I like it actually. I've not heard that new one from Fraser. Jack, you're up next. Brighton and Cornwall.
These are my lads are from Cornwall originally. I actually know a couple of them. And they now live in Brighton, which is, fun enough, the university that I go to. And they're called Narwhals.
You're almost following them around, basically.
Yeah, I am, basically. That's it. Dedicating my life to the Narwhals crew. Yeah, and this song's called History is Bunk.
Nice one, man. And it's from CRU, the album, right?
Yes.
Wonderful.
CITR's annual fund drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be performances by Peach Pit, Melt, and Strumpets, and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19+, and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to FunDrive to help support your campus radio station.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Nice, man. Just a 2-minute racket. It's wonderful, isn't it? And now I've got to find something from Leicester that's worthy of playing in the same bracket. And what I've gone to is Serge from Kasabian. Kasabian being the biggest import out of Leicester up until the football team started doing well this season.
And yourself, of course.
Of course. I'm just touring the world, bringing Leicester's name into the good light.
I had no idea Kasabian were from Leicester.
Oh, they're Leicester is Kasabian.
Fair enough.
And then this is a project he's got called Loose Tapestries, which he is with Noel Fielding, who is also from Leicester. And it's wacky. It was written to go with Noel Fielding's Luxury Comedy, which came out a while ago. And I played his Christmas track at Christmas.
Noel Fielding's coming to Vancouver at some point, isn't he?
Is.
There's an evening with Noel Fielding coming up. We should jump on that.
Me and Jack already have tickets.
All right, I'm getting mine today then.
Who else is from Leicester?
Not a lot. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Eurovision?
That's about it, really.
Apparently, when he competed in Eurovision, he was older than 23 of the other countries competing.
Combined?
Not combined, no. Like, he was on Eurovision when he was, like, 78 or something, and just made him older than most of the countries. Anywho, we digress.
Engelbert Humperdinck trivia for you there. Got to help you at some point in your life.
Yeah, man, I'm all about the Engelbert trivia.
Nice, man. Anyway, this song is called Eyeball Seesaw.
Cool, let's have it.
Up the road, I'm licking up the toe. Got a Japanese dream boy living in my eyeball. Crawling up the road, beating up the toad. Licking up the road with a Japanese dream boy.
die, crawling through the swamps in a dark tube hurricane. Never been the same, never played the game.
So, Mr. Harry Cobb.
Right, okay, yeah. So, from Melbourne, yeah, I love that track, actually. The kind of the harmonisation on the vocals with your lady from the Dorsals or whatever they're called. Really nice. Love that. Jack the Narwhals, definitely best name of any band in this entire competition. Really strong guitar and drum noises. The vocals may be a little bit douchey. That was my very, very objective opinion. But round three, I think, has to go to the Dark Horse from Leicester for, I don't know, just some groovy bass, some nice... I really enjoyed the whole, like, Noel Fielding influence there. You can hear him in the lyrics. And so, yeah, that was my favourite. Cheers, for sure.
It's a big win for Leicester. It's their year this year, isn't it? Jack is not looking happy in the corner.
Please. Mate, there's two more rounds. Come on.
Yeah, very diplomatic, I think.
And this is a good chance. If anybody is out there listening to this and you disagree with Harry, we have a Facebook page at facebook.com/AlbionCITR to disagree with him and prove you are listening to the show.
Nobody is.
Which would be nice. And see and tell us who you prefer. On to, without further ado, the next round, which is one that we've been doing research for the entirety of our exchanges whilst we're here, and it is the favourite act from Vancouver. We've been to quite a few gigs while we've been here and debated many a time who is our favourite band we've seen, and so we're going to finally put it to the test and see if Harry agrees with us.
All right,
let's go. Gareth, what you got for us?
I've got a track called Everything by Dead Soft, and if you haven't seen them, you have to. They're playing this Saturday, actually, at Black Lab with Dumb and Cheap High.
So, that'd be a good gig, actually.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're in town, I think you should go. And this is Everything.
Nice. Very nice, man.
It is.
Yeah, we saw them live, didn't we, Mr. Cobb?
We did, yeah. That was a very memorable night indeed.
It was indeed. It was because when we discovered Savoy's Pub, the 375 pint.
I was wondering when it went down.
Yeah. That is fine establishment. I want to go back there, actually.
It's been renovated, actually.
We were
at the Rickshaw on Saturday night, and it's got scaffolding all out the front of it, and it's no longer the same characterful bar that we discovered.
As long as the pints are still 375, then I'll be happy. And as long as that middle-aged woman is on the decks again,
because
she was laying down some great 70s and 80s classics.
Doing a much better job than we are right now.
Much better job. In fact, can we get... Well, I mean, it's not my show, but can we get her in here? You know, let's have her playing some of her tunes. Let's track her down.
You're not doing anything. You're not doing any good for your credibility on the judging here, my man.
No, maybe not. And yet I'm staying here in this chair nonetheless.
Right then, Jack. You're up, my man.
Yeah, I played these girls the last time I was on the show. They're the Courtneys. I haven't seen them yet, but I still want to.
You have seen them? Oh, no, did we miss them at Mac?
We missed them at Mac DeMarco, which is the one I played before.
I saw them skydive.
Too busy drinking.
Legends.
Yeah. The Courtneys, everyone.
Yeah, 90210.
Yeah.
That's going to be very tough to beat, that one, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I actually quite like that too.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
I almost
want
it to win.
Yeah. I'm still proud of my choice, though. I've gone for a bit of math rock, Winona Forever, and this track is called Cell Phone, taken from their EP Yacht Rock, which came out just near the end of last year.
Just not me.
Right then, over to you, Mr. Harry Cobb.
All right, well, I think despite the sort of light, floaty grooviness of that last guitar riff, I think round three has got to go to the Courtneys and to Jack BK.
Yes, oh, wonderful. Finally. Blowing the competition right open.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you guys all seem to like that. I definitely don't disagree and should make for a pretty interesting fourth round, so... You know,
really should. It's all to play for.
If we had any producers, I think that's how they'd want the first three rounds to go. You know, a little bit of like listener anticipation. We don't want it all settled before the fourth round. You know, there's no excitement.
There's something there. Still to play for.
So
sense of occasion.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot riding on this final track then. And the category we're going for is artist whose debut record we're most looking forward to in 2016. So somebody brand new off the blocks who's going to release their first album this year. So
I guess I'm just going to judge this by who would I most want to hear, you know, who do I want to hear more of, which debut do I want to hear drop this year,
exactly, who you're going to listen to after this show as well. So Gareth, go on then, man.
I've got a tune from a band called B-Boys, and they're from Brooklyn, and that's all I know about them really, but the song is a cracker
and it's called Get a Grip.
And Get a Grip, yep.
Oh,
Drive 2016 has started online. The donation page has officially gone live and it's waiting for you. Head on over to citr.ca/donate to help us reach our goal of $40,000 to continue growing our local arts and music scenes in our diverse cultures. By donating, you'll receive awesome CITR prizes like notebooks, swag bags, LPs, and on-air shout-outs. It's all starting now.
Tune in to La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Arana. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM. We're having a sound clash today if you've only just tuned in. It's tied at 1-1 going into the final round between the three of us. Gareth just played his track. That was B-Boys, We Get a Grip. And we're looking at the debut record you're most looking forward to in 2016. So Jack, what are you going to come back with?
This is a band entirely thought of myself last night, called Communions. And they're a great band from Denmark. If anyone knows the band Ice Age, they're good buddies of them. This is, I can't remember what the song's called, but
So Long Sun.
So Long Sun, it's definitely a winner.
Thank you.
Very nice, Jack.
Thank you.
There we go. Kind of swirling, like as you said, guys, very Stone Roses.
Yeah, it is.
It's nice. I've got something completely different to finish off the little competition. It's an East London three-piece, who I actually played when you were on the show last time, by the name of Alpha Maid, and they are very modern punk, and I've been listening to this song on repeat since I found them. And yeah, it's just, the front woman is just very cutting, gets deep into your skin, and then you're not going to get her out. And it's going to make me win this competition.
Scary.
Yeah, man. That's how you win it, boys.
I'll be the judge of that, thanks.
Please do. I'm sure you've got a lot of things about think about, my man.
I do, much chewing and mulling, etc. Yeah,
and we're going to give you the chance to play one song.
Yeah, okay.
Since you've been here.
Yeah, so I've picked a track by a guy who I'm pretty sure is from London called Lawrence Taylor. The track's called Bang Bang. I don't really know a whole lot about it. I think it's out in the last 6 months or so. But I heard it in a mate's car the other day, thought it was really good. On that note, shout out Ian Reed and all the very good people of the Parks Canada Club. Yeah, this one's for you, I guess.
Solid.
Like I'm your enemy, go ahead and shoot me down. Bang, 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 bang. I could get to know you. Yeah, we could be homies. I bet you're lonely, but go ahead and say what you need to say. Bang, 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 bang.
Very nice, Harry.
Liked Thanks, it. Man. Yeah,
liked it. Right then, without building any tension.
Okay, it's deciding time.
It is deciding time.
All right. Well, at the end of this very compelling competition, I find myself in a bit of a moral conundrum, like a clash of principles, if you will. So, on the one hand, we've got, you know, the principle of liking what I like, letting the music speak for itself. Sorry. And then on the other, I've got my commitment to not letting Jack BK win. But in the spirit of the competition, actually the people that I would like to hear a debut album from in 2016 is Communions. So round four, and indeed the competition goes to Jack BK. who'd have thought? Actually, it makes me cross as well, because he did in fact interrupt me while I was listening to this song earlier to tell me, "Oh, you look like you're onto a winner there." And I hate. Yeah, I didn't want to prove him right in that. I really didn't. But well, you know, I've got to stick to, you know, the purity of the music and the competition and all that jazz. So can I give round four to myself for Lawrence Taylor? Because frankly, that was the best.
Yeah, of course you can. No, okay. I'd happily take a tie over Jack BK winning.
Victimisation. Come on, guys.
Out with Jack.
That's brilliant. Okay, well done, Jack, man.
Yeah, well done, Jackie.
Thank you.
Polite smattering of applause and
golf clap.
Yeah, three Brits in here we can applaud. And Gareth is an honorary Brit, no matter what he wants to think. And we're going to give you the chance to play a victory track.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd actually win. But yeah, here's a Bloodhound Gang with a very common number one banger called "A Lap Dance Is Always Better When a Stripper Is Crying."
Wonderful. And before we play that, just a quick reminder that CITR's Fun Drive is starting next week with a party opening on Thursday night at the Pit Pub. So please come down and support the radio station. We wouldn't be able to have this much fun without the money that people donate to this wonderful station. And up next is Don, as usual, with Radio Freethinker. I don't know what his special is yet, but he hasn't popped in, but I'm sure it'll be really worth sticking around for. It's always very interesting, that show. And yeah, congratulations once again, Jack BK, and now I'm going to have to play the Bloodhound Gang live on the radio. So if I'm back on next week, wish me luck.
I I was lonelier than Kunta Kinte at a Merle Haggard concert that night. I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's home palace looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to Shaky Town on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gowns through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. The name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Well, faster than you can say shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, 'cause I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will.
So Bambi's gone on about how she can make all my fantasies come true. So I says, even this one I have where Jesus Christ is Jackhammer and Mickey Mouse in the doo-doo hole with a lawn dart as Garth Brooks gives birth to something resembling a cheddar cheese log with almonds on Santa Claus's tummy tum? Well, 10 beers, 20 minutes, and $30 later, I'm parked in the beef bus in Tuna Town, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at her trailer.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We're counting down the days till Fun Drive 2016. This year, our